What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Charles Davis of CBS, you see him on the games on the NFL, also does preseason games for the Titans as he gets ready, as we all do down here in South Florida, to watch and see how our man Cam Ward is going to be. Charles, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Joe. How about yourself?
Man, I'm hanging in there. I'm burning it pretty good down here right now, a little bit for an old guy, maybe going a little bit too hard. But hey, Charles, it's nice to be wanted, right, compared to the phone's not ringing.
Got that right. Yeah, we'll take tired as opposed to well-rested anytime.
Yeah. Hey, so you got these games coming up. I couldn't wait. You know, I called you the other day and I said, hey, man, are you doing these games still? Because I can't wait to hear about Cam Ward. I think he's going to be really good. I don't know how much he has around him, Charles. What's the weapons look like around him, the supporting cast?
Well, Joe, as you know, you always start with the big guys who will try and keep him upright and give him a chance to throw the ball, right? And they've really upgraded their offensive line. But we have to find out what that truly means, because J.C. Latham, they drafted last year out of Alabama in the first round to play left tackle, but he was a right tackle his entire career in college and was overweight and struggled as a rookie. So they went and signed Dan Moore, the left tackle of Pittsburgh, who's been a four-year starter. And that sounds great, but four-year starter to what degree of play?
Yeah.
I think he got better. I do. I absolutely do. I watched him for 4 years at Pittsburgh. He got better, but is he the ultimate answer? Well, I'll put it to you this way, Joe. They signed Andre Dillard a few years ago. Remember that, off of Philadelphia, to be their left tackle?
Yep.
And I remember thinking, that is not going to be money well spent before he ever got to Tennessee. And unfortunately, correct. And I wasn't alone in that assessment. They really whiffed on that one. They think they're going to be better with Moore, because now it allows them to put Latham back at right tackle, his natural position. Plus, he's lost almost 40 pounds. He looks great. Latham does. He really came to camp ready to go. They signed Kevin Zeitler. And you know Kevin Zeitler is a veteran. And he's been around a while, but he knows how to play. He doesn't miss games. He plays very well at right guard. Peter Skoronski keeps getting better, their former first-round pick at left guard. And if they can get Lloyd Cushenberry back at center for the season, remember he tore his Achilles last year, they feel like this offensive line has the potential to be a lot better than last year. And I would agree with that assessment, but they have to go out and play. So we'll have to find out as we go. Out wide, Calvin Ridley will be his number one receiver. Chigo Quanquo, the tight end, will be a nice target for him. They drafted Gunnar Helm out of Texas with the receiving tight end. But they're going to have to, you know, have some veterans and rookies jump up. Tyler Lockett from Seattle's there. Van Jefferson has been around the league. Last in Pittsburgh is there. But they drafted two rookies, Chimre Dike, out of University of Florida, formerly of Wisconsin. And they also drafted Elik Iomanner, the wide receiver out of Stanford. So, obviously, veterans, can you play at a high level?
Yeah.
Rookie, can you come along quickly? You get the whole idea.
Hey, Charles, everybody's got the same topic. I would love to know how many camps when people are talking, because the Dolphins are still talking about, and they've added a rookie to the offensive line. They also got a veteran guy from the Steelers as well, James Daniels. And then, but it's still now Austin Jackson's down for a couple weeks, and they're not sure about the backup offensive lineman. Is this going on almost every camp? Everybody's saying, we hope, but we don't know for sure if we have enough on the offensive line.
Yeah, and even when you feel like you do, Joe, nothing is for certain, because the Los Angeles Chargers felt very good about their offensive line. And they signed Rashawn Slater to a monster contract about 11, 12 days ago. And he blows his knee in practice yesterday, and he's done for the season. So even when, you know, you have it, what they say, best laid plans. And, you know, one of my good friends, an author named Harlan Coben, has in almost every book, man plans, God laughs. So you just, you know, you just don't know what you're going to have and how it's going to go. So even as you're building, you have question marks. Just when you think you've got it, something will jump in and cause some question marks. Because now, I'll just go very quickly here. So the Chargers, they thought they had their bookend tackles for how long now? Left tackle in Slater, right tackle in Joe Alt, who they drafted last year. Now with this injury, Joe Alt is going to probably get switched to left tackle after playing right tackle his entire rookie year. And even though he played it in college, you know how, you know, here we go, here's a change. And now Trey Pipkins will probably be your right tackle, and that's not a good thing for them. Okay? Trey Pipkins is he manages to stay in this league, and I just go, congratulations. but if he's my starting right tackle, I'm worried. I am very worried.
Yeah, I just think this topic seems to go on with like 26 of the 32 teams or something. But anyway, hey, we got some other things to get to here. You're going to be doing the Miami Dolphins first your broadcast with CBS. You got the Colts game and Dolphins, and the next week you'll be down here with the Patriots opening up with the Dolphins at home here. So I wanted to ask you your thoughts. You've been doing Dolphin games for a long time from away. What's the perception right now of this Miami Dolphin team?
I would say most people, because you kind of look at it in divisions and silos, right, Joe?
Yes.
So each division is its own silo. So who's the favorite? What team's ascending? What team's descending? Are teams having a lot of question marks? You know, that sort of a deal. So if you take the AFC East, Buffalo, you're like, yeah, okay, it's theirs. A year ago, we were saying, if you want Buffalo, now's the time to go get them, and no one did. Now you're not going to get them, right? So to me, the East is Buffalo and Chase. So what does that mean for everyone else? To me, New England is ascending. Like the move with Vrabel, like their offseason free agency, like their last couple of drafts, like their quarterback, it feels like they are moving in the right direction. But let's remember, they're moving in the right direction on a team that didn't win very many games.
Right.
Does that automatically make them contender? I don't think so. But does that mean that they can contend for second in the East? I do think so.
Yeah.
So they're similar to Tennessee, where their offensive line was so abysmal last year that any moves they made looked good. Okay? They drafted a rookie. They've got a veteran right tackle. They got a veteran center. They should be better, but it remains to be seen. Right? The Jets, brand new management again, GM, head coach, quarterback. Still a lot of question marks. Defense should still be pretty good. But still a lot of question marks. I think Miami fits into that same category. Last year, what we were saying going in was, it's time for Miami to beat the good teams. Okay, it's not enough to beat the teams you're supposed to, but when you start playing some of those bullies, can you stand in there and punch with them and beat them? That didn't happen. This year, I think we're adding a few more question marks. Some guys are gone, you know. They didn't do it again. Off-season comments by guys on the team about how last year we said we would buy in and we didn't, but right. This year we're going to buy in. Question marks. I think the second place in the East is up for grabs among those three teams. It absolutely is. I would say nationally, people are more bullish on New England, but that comes with Vrabel, his past record, right? what they've done recently and having that young quarterback in Drake May that excites people. Justin Fields, this is his third team where he'll have a chance to be a starting quarterback. So people want to see if he can cement himself in, and obviously we know what's going on with Miami. So it's going to be fun to watch because I do think there's a chase if for second place.
Yeah.
And second place may very well get you into the playoffs.
Hey, Charles, I did want to ask Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson. It's been interesting. Poor Anthony Richardson.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just can't stay healthy. Took another shot last night, and I'm surprised he didn't hurt more than just his finger, that shot he took. But anyway, what's going to happen there? I just feel like Daniel Jones is going to end up being the starter against the Miami Dolphins. What do you think?
Yeah, it kind of feels that way, and it felt that way long before we got to this injury, Jeff. I think from the moment Daniel Jones signed with Indianapolis, because you remember when we were talking around combine time, that's the time frame I think Chris Ballard said that there would be competition for the starting quarterback job. And we all went,
yep.
Yeah, but who's on the roster this competition? And then they signed Daniel Jones. And we went, oh. And look, Daniel Jones hasn't exactly inspired us to say, hey, he'll be all pro this year. But at the same time, we've seen flashes. You know, sometimes quarterbacks blossom later. Sam Darnold could call and raise his hand and go, hey, I went through how many teams before I had my big year, so you never know. So you just kind of felt like if Anthony Richardson wasn't truly locked in, ready to go, Daniel Jones was the type of player who could take his job. And I thought that before the injury. And then watching last night, I don't know what happened on the blocking scheme, Joe.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if the protection was called wrong. I don't know if someone blew an assignment. Was the back supposed to step down and chip? Was, you know, I don't know what happened, but you know what they say, an unblocked pass rusher should do some damage. And this one did, and unfortunately it was Anthony Richardson's finger.
Hey, I leave you with this one, Shedeur Sanders. This whole thing in Cleveland's weird. Six quarterbacks now on the roster with Huntley now joining them because of injury. And
right.
And you've got Deshaun Watson sitting there going, I'm not going anywhere. You owe me guaranteed money. I still want to play. So Shedeur Sanders gets a chance to start. Does he have enough around him to look good and have a chance to either be the first or second quarterback on this roster, in your opinion?
I think we could ask that same question about all of them, Jeff,
yeah.
With Cleveland. I think we could. I feel like I know what Kevin Stefanski wants to do, which is really run the football, control the game, be able to run off of that play action, Joe. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
With the zone runs and then bootleg out and hit people out in the flat, run three tight ends out there and try and run that at people. I don't know that their roster's built for it again. They're trying to. When they had their playoff seasons, they were. Baker Mayfield was really good that one year, and then they punished him for playing hurt, and now they wish they had him back. They made a mistake on that one. To me, that's on Cleveland. But Flacco, I think, will be the starter. I'd be shocked if he's not. Shedeur, you know, Dillon Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, everyone's in the same boat trying to figure out how they're going to run this. Remember, they drafted Quinshon Judkins to be that second runner for them. He might never play in the league. I mean, his legal stuff is going to be tough. I don't know that we're going to get him and see him. That changes and alters what they're going to do. I think ultimately Flacco begins the year, and then if things don't go well, you know, obviously you're going to look at one of the rookies, Shador and Dylan Gabriel. I truly don't know where they stand right now with each other. Gabriel's been hurt.
Yeah.
Shador had a sore shoulder. I really don't know. But they've had too many quarterbacks around trying to take reps for us to draw very many conclusions, I believe. And I know we're laughing about six. Deshaun Watson's on the roster, but he really doesn't count. He's not going to play.
What a weird – just having him in the meetings every day. How weird is that? Like, you're getting ready, and the guy that's got the guaranteed big contract sitting over there, and everybody knows, like, it's great you're here, but your ass, you're not playing. It's just – the whole thing is just – it would be weird going to work every day knowing that they really don't want him around. That is just a crazy one, Charles.
Yeah, it's kind of like me showing up at the high school dance. You know, everybody said, "Oh, he showed up." But we really don't want him around.
Not now, Charles. Not before they wanted you around, Charles. Don't say that, man. I know better. Hey, Charles, thank you, brother. I really appreciate you coming on, man. For a few, we're gonna see you a lot, man. I can't wait to see you up in Indianapolis as well as down here in Miami in week two with the Patriots. That's gonna be a lot of fun.
Always look forward to seeing you, Joe. Can't wait to see you and visit.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Charles Davis.
Take care now.
You got it. From CBS, broadcaster on the NFL shows and on the games, as well as doing preseason football with the Tennessee Titans. Likes to get the warm-up in there, and has got our guy Cam Ward. See how that goes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.